Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is time to go outdoors. We had some snow cover, but so far so good on building ice on the lakes for all the anglers that want to get out there. And Steve Kearney joins us, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. Steve, how's the bite been?
Not too bad, Steve. Good afternoon. I just got off the ice, just cleaned some fish right now, just in time to meet our 410. Bite's pretty good. It was a little windy out there today, a little fronty, and, you know, we did okay, but got great ice. I mean, we've got a good 11, 12 inches now in the North Country, 4 or 5 inches of snow, which is really fun to snowmobile in. And we've been taking the snowmobile out and, you know, busting up all that powder. It's so fun. It's just the conditions are just excellent right now, and there's some big wheelhouses out. I saw a few knuckleheads driving vehicles out across some of the lakes already as of today. And so, yeah, the legions are coming out. And I see warmer weather coming here in the next week. And I think you're really going to see a lot of participation. This, you know, Christmas to New Year's is really a big time for people to get out ice fishing. And right now it looks like the conditions are great. No hiccups, no heaves, no cracks, everything is just settling up to be just really a perfect season. So very impressed so far.
Yeah, and Steve, mild weather for the holiday week. Not overly crazy mild, but that might spur the bite.
Yeah, you know, when you get a rising barometer like that and you get a little bit of a heat wave in 3, 4, 5 days of consistent 20s and 30s, there's no doubt that really accelerates the bite. So I think that's going to help a lot. And we got another week left of the bow season. The muzzle season, the muzzle loader season is over. So we still have about 7, 8 days left. And now, you know, with this new snow cover, you know, you can see their patterns. You can see where they're going, where they're feeding, where they're traveling. So it's really a good time to be out there. And, you know, 25 degrees, 30 degrees in a tree stand is not so bad if you're dressed for it. But I really enjoy this time of the year when you've got just enough snow. You can kind of get around, not too difficult, yet you can see what their patterns are, which are very obvious right now, and, you know, where their food sources are. So a great time of the year right now, and, yeah, things are shaping up great, really, all the way around.
And, Steve, we always like to talk about new gear and being comfortable out on the ice. We talked about the portables. But big key with that is a heater. And you've got some recommendations on heaters because making it comfortable on the ice so you can stay out there and enjoy yourself without freezing is a big part of it.
Yeah, you know, heaters, Steve, have come a long way. You know, we used to have what was called a sunflower heater, which was kind of a big facing heater that we used to burn our clothes and burn our tents and, you know, start fires all the time. And you still see those around once in a while. They hook on top of a propane tank and very dangerous. And those are antiquated. If you have one, get rid of it because they are very, very dangerous. now we have, you know, more modern heaters, especially little buddy, big buddy heaters, which you see everywhere. That's the most common heater out there. But really the big thing, Steve, is to get a carrying case for those heaters because they are very sensitive to getting any kind of moisture on that ceramic front. And I see this happen to people all the time. Now that we have this kind of fluffy 4 or 5 inches of snow, when you're pulling your portables out there and you get any kind of moisture on that ceramic front, that is not going to light. And if you get to get out there without a heater, you're not going to last very long. Plus, the quality, you know, of these heaters is not the greatest. When you bounce them around and you're rough with them, that igniter pin that's down below by the ceramic can get, you know, jostled and it won't light. I mean, they're very, very picky on, you know, how you treat them. So I recommend get a carrying case for those heaters and seal it up so you can't get any moisture on it. And then have a backup heater. Everything in ice fishing, you have to have a backup just because of the harsh conditions, and chances are you're going to have a failure on something. So I have a backup auger, backup heaters, and I keep a backup heater in my truck in case I have problems with my initial one so I can get back and grab the backup, which is really important. And, yeah, they're most of them run on a one-pound cylinder. They're very light. They throw out 4,000 to 5,000 BTUs on the average, which is perfect for portables. But, yeah, they've come a long way. And also, they have the ability to shut off. If you move them, jostle them in the house, or even if they fall over, they will automatically shut off. And you don't have that with the old-fashioned sunflower heaters, which you don't want. If you have one, get rid of it, ask Santa for a modern heater, and you'll be very happy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, and it, you know, the technology, we've talked about augers in the past. I mean, the old gas-powered augers, I mean, those were beasts, and trying to get them started and so on and so forth. I mean, the battery-operated electric augers, almost a miracle how good they are compared to the old days.
Oh, you got it, Steve. You're right on. You know, now with the advent of lithium, all the augers now have lithium batteries, which last... Oh, man, you can do 200 or 300 holes on one battery charge, which is amazing. And a lot of the new augers are very light, you know, 6-7 pounds, not very heavy, but very efficient. You're not spilling gas. You're not spilling oil. I mean, it's changed the game totally. And they're quiet. You know, that's important. You come in with a gas auger, you're going to blow out fish from 70, 80 yards around you from the noise. And these electrics are so quiet. And they hardly make any noise at all. And that's been a game changer as well. So it really doesn't matter what brand, you know, you're looking at. They're all kind of basically the same, priced about the same, and they all kind of do about the same thing. So if you're sitting on a gas auger, that's another one you should give to your cousin because you don't want that. You don't want that.
Or put it out on the corner and put a freeze sign on it. Just get rid of that thing. Hey, Steve, what do you got planned the coming week? I know it's Christmas week, and hopefully you get a little downtime.
Yeah, I'm going to head into the cities and see the family and the kids. They're coming in from out of town, and still going to do some ice fishing, and I really have to hit the bow season here just last week, and I really have one more tag left. I want to use that, so 30s, you know, are going to be perfect in the bow stand, so it'll be a really good week, and I'm looking, you know, at no travel issues really this whole next week, so I'm very optimistic. It's going to be good for everybody to travel and everybody to get their last-minute pheasant hunting, bow hunting, as well as ice fishing kicking off, which will be huge in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, great family activity is ice fishing. More and more families getting involved. We've talked about the growth of this sport as much as anything going on in the outdoors.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And you can tell by the clothing now that, you know, is out there for infants and little kids and, you know, for women's clothing. I mean, everybody's got, you know, very good foul weather clothing and good boots and good gloves. And it's changed everything. You see grandmas with grandkids and dads and moms and everybody out on the ice, especially when it's reliable ice and good ice. You know, that really brings the people out. And, yeah, it's really a family affair. And very fortunate that we have good conditions because that really brings out the people.
Yeah, and it's been a couple years for sure. All right, Steve, good to visit with you. Merry Christmas. We'll do it again next Saturday, same time.
All right, Steve, Merry Christmas to you and yours. Take care.
There he is, Steve Kearney and Steve Kearney Outdoors. And by the way, our outdoors coverage continues tomorrow between 5 and 6. Rob Dreisline, Outdoor News. Full hour, great guests, a lot of great info, and that is Rob and the Outdoor News tomorrow between 5 and 6 here on News Talk 830-WCCO. The Wild are struggling. We'll sort it out with Jess Myers of the Pioneer Press here on News Talk 830-WCCO.